చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమోస్తి చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమోస్తి చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమోస్తి చైతన్య చంద్రాయో నమ చైతన్య చంద్రాయో డిఫికల్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాలేజ్ యు గాట్ టు గెట్ రియల్ సాధు గురు మెనీ హైపోక్రైట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ప్రిటెండర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ గ్రేట్ ప్రిటెండర్స్ హైపోక్రైట్స్ ప్రిటెండింగ్ టు బి సాధు గురు ధార్మిక విరాడి వైష్ణవ దేస్ ధార్మిక విరాడి వైష్ణవ వన్స్ క్యాట్ బికెమ్ వైష్ణవ క్యాట్ వాస్ క్యాచింగ్ ర్యాట్స్ ఇటింగ్ ఐ బికెమ్ వైష్ణవ థాట్ ఆఫ్ టు క్యాచ్ వన్ ర్యాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు వెరీ క్లోజ్ జంప్ అండ్ గేట్ మే బి గెటింగ్ అవే So I said, think of one means how to catch very easily. And therefore he became Vaishnava. Saved his head, put on tilak, kanthi mala, chanting with japa mala, Hare Krishna chanting. Got hold of one danda, yes, sannyasi danda. So came up. Virari ate cat baba, Virari baba, Virari Vaishnava. The Mahavish saw, what is this? What happened to you? Oh, I have become Vaishnava baba. You have become Vaishnava, and then what change is there? I am no more eating mice. No, I am not giving up Vaishnava, chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, you are not eating mice? No, I am become baba. Vaishnava. I am not doing this thing. And then freely mice play before him. Very freely. And then cat baba saw it's very opposed, good opposite. God's cat. These are pretenders. Virari Vaishnava, Bhaka Dharmika one. Bhaka also. Bhaka, what you say?
Crane.
Stands long beak, long leg, stands beside the lake or something to catch up a fish. So many times he has to, so much time, has to stand there, concentrate, and one little fish will come and catch it. And he became Vaishnava. Yes. Bhaka Dharmika. And therefore put some cotton in the bee and drink water. The fish say, why are you doing like that? Oh, by chance one fish may get into, therefore I am not eating fish. Putting, you understand? And then fish are very fearless, freely they move there. And then crane. And saw, oh, very nice now, very easily catch up, and not to stand so much time and concentrate to catch one fish. This is Kali Yuga, so many hypocrites, pretenders are there, posing as sadhus, gurus, Vaishnavas. Kali Yuga, sadhu, guru, paiva, duskar dhaniya, Kali Yuga, sadhu, guru, rupe, Krishna, jan, milana dhya. Very difficult. To get Sadguru in Kali Yuga. Therefore Krishna knows it, who is all-knowing person. So he appeared in Nadiya as Sadhu and Guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ideal Sadhu, ideal Guru, Sannyasi, Acharya. You follow. So strict. It's very strictly following. Krishna is Leela Purushottama. But Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Mahaprabhu Gaura is Krishna. Krishna is Gaura. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. But his mood is different. Apane karimu bhakta vabangi kare apane achari bhakti sikhamu savare. This is Krishna's thought. I will go as a bhakta, as a devotee. Accepting the sentiments of devotee, practice devotion in my own life, then teach it. আপনি না কইলে ধর্ম শিখান না যায়, এই তো সিদ্ধান্ত গীতা ভাগবতে কয়, আনলেস ইউ প্র্যাকটাইজ ইউর লাইফ ইউ ক্যানট টিচ, হ্যাভ নো রাইট টু টিচ। হ্যাঁ, কৃষ্ণকে মাঝে ভক্ত, কৃষ্ণ দ্যাটস গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু, প্র্যাকটাইজ ভক্তি ইন ইজ ওন লাইফ এন্ড টাটাস ভক্তি, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? And if you can understand Mahaprabhu's teachings very well, and Mahaprabhu is so strict, he is very strict. Krishna Leela Purushottama, he manifested varieties of Leelas, isn't it? Krishna Gopijana Vallava, Krishna great thief, supreme thief, isn't it? He's supreme thief. Chora Gravanya, huh? Supreme personality is a thief, yes, and supreme thief, and stealing is very beautiful also, because it's all beautiful. Yeah? But if you steal, you'll be put into jail, prison house. Punishment will be inflicted on you. The Krishna, supreme thief, he steals butter from the houses of gopis, butter thief, Navanita Taskara, isn't it? He steals the garments of the damsels of Brajbhumi, Gopi Vasanahara, isn't it? You follow? Such a thief he is, and very expert thief. You follow? Sarva, those who take shelter of Krishna, he steals such a sinful reactions also, papara, isn't it? He steals everything from him, isn't it? If you take shelter of Krishna, you become his devotee, he steals everything from you. Jasyon nāmi haranti taddhanam sani sudana dukkha dukkita. Krishna says, if you really sour my mercy on somebody, I'll take away everything from him. All his material assets, do you understand? Home, hearth, everything you take away from him. So, he'll become a beggar. Nothing is there left. He is depending on his family members, on his wealth, on his asset, do you understand? Not depending on Krishna. But Krishna says, if I really sir, mercy on somebody, I take out everything. Haranti tad dhanasani. Whatever material asset he has, wealth he has, Krishna will take out everything, make him a poor beggar. Do you understand? Therefore, demons are afraid of to become the devotee of Krishna, because Krishna will take out everything. Yes, even a devotee of Krishna cannot even. He is very poor, you see. He has no material asset as well, akinchana. Unless one becomes akinchana, how can he get Krishna? Nama akinchana vittaya. Kunti Devi's prayer is there. Akinchana means who is materially zero, who has nothing in this world. No home, no heart, no asset, no wealth, nothing he has. He is akinchana. What is his asset? Then Krishna becomes his asset, akinchana vittaya. Understand? Krishna is the asset of such akinchana bhakta. Unless one becomes akinchana, he cannot get Krishna. Janma isurja sutta sriviredha manamada pumanaivaratya vidhata vaita akinchana gocharam. Kunti Devi's prayer is there. Unless one becomes akinchana, niskinchana, materially zero, proper, he cannot have your darshan, O Lord. And Krishna is his asset. You understand? That Krishna takes away everything from him. Do you understand? One becomes a devotee of Krishna. Then his family members will desert him. Oh, this person has no asset now. No wealth, they cannot maintain us. We are depending on him, now he'll depend on us. Let us desert him, get away from him. This was the dukkha dukkita. Then family members will kick him and get out from him. Do you understand? Such is the condition of akinchana bhakta. Do you follow me? Such a great thief. And bhakta says, alright, you have taken away everything from me, O great thief, huh? Then I must catch you, and thief should be put into prison house. So that Akinchana Bhakta, dear devotee, catches Krishna. Oh, now you are cut off. At last, Mother Yashoda cut off Krishna, huh? Isn't it? Mother Yashoda is getting so much complaints, allegations, from the gopis. Oh, Yashoda, your son, stole all our butter, everything, isn't it? Every day getting so much complaints. Mother Yashoda thought, oh, why? Is there any deficit in my house? I have so many lakhs of cows, so much milk, so much butter. Why Krishna will steal? Isn't it? So many complaints coming. So at last, Mother Yashoda thought, oh, I must bind him. Mother Yashoda cut him up and binds him. You follow? Who can bind Krishna? Only his dear devotee, Prima Bhakta, can bind Krishna. Suddha Bhave Brajeshwari Karai Bandhan, Suddha Bhave Sakha Kare Skandhi Aravana. This is Suddha Vatsalya Bhava. Pure Vatsalya Priti. What do you say?
Parental love.
Only pure parental love. Therefore, becomes submitted. Krishna becomes submitted. Aham Bhakta Prema Adhina. Krishna is. So Krishna submits to the love of Bhakta, do you understand? Mother Yashoda finds him. So such a dear devotee can catch him up. Now, you great thief, you are now cut up. I must put you in the prison house. What is that prison house? Prison house is in my heart. This is the prison house, beheading prison house for you. All right, remain there forever, no release at all. No release. Stay there forever. This is a fitting punishment, such a great and supreme thief, isn't it? Understand? So he stole everything. I stole the garments of gopis. People cannot understand, what is that? Your Bhagavan? Bhagavan means he must do nice work. Noble work, must be noble character, ideal character. Yes, how your Bhagavan steals the garments of the damsels of Brajabhumi and sees the naked beauty? Is he Bhagavan? Is that Bhagavan? Gopi Vasanahara, how is Bhagavan? Who can understand? Why your Bhagavan don't become self-restraint, ideal? What is this? Is it Bhagavan? Who can understand? You follow? Who can understand this thing? Can anybody understand? What is that? Janma karma unce me divyam evam jovithi tatta tatta tekta adeham punarjana na iti samangeti arjuna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, my appearance, my activities are not material, is all transcendental. One who can understand in tattva, this is tattva, vichar, you follow. Then that will be his last life here in this material world. Tektva deham punarjanmana iti sumangitra. Then after quitting this body, definitely will go to me. Never come again to this material world. No rebirth for him. Where is rebirth? Where is fall down? One who understands Krishna in tattva and gets Krishna, where is the Krishna fall down? Krishna says, no rebirth. Birth is here, birth is not there. Spiritual world. Tikta adeyahum punarjana naiti mangiti arjuna. No punarjana, no rebirth. So, that's the goal of this rarely achieved human birth. Dullamana, to understand Krishna in tattva. What is this tattva here? Krishna is a great thief, supreme thief, who steals the garments of the gopis and see their naked beauty. Is he Bhagavan? Isn't it? But when that Krishna comes in form of Mahaprabhu, text of sannyas, ideal sannyasi. Ideal sannyasi. Do you follow me? It's very strict. It's very strict. No. Sannyas is self-restraint, very strict. Follows four regulative principles very strictly. You follow? So, once some Devadasi, Devadasi, do you understand Devadasi? What is that?
The heavenly girl.
Sing, lady. They sing, they are singers. They sing Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda. Very sweet voice singing before Jagannath. Dance, they are Devadasi. They follow. One son. So Devadasi was singing Gita Govinda with his servant. Govinda. Servant is Govinda, isn't it? My brother, such a nice Gita Govinda. Became ecstatic and ran towards. You understand? And Govinda caught him up. Mahaprabhu, a woman is singing. Mahaprabhu stood there like a pillar. Oh, Govinda, you saved my life today. You saved my life. It's ideal sannyas, you see. You saved my life. If I would have touched a woman, I would have died. I would have died. So how it is, how strict it is? Mahaprabhu, ideal sannyasi. No man will come near to him. They'll pay obeisance at a 10 yards. You understand? Far from him. You understand? Jagdananda Pandit, very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, who personally prepared sandalwood oil, very scented oil. Very big pot he brought. Big pot he brought. And gave Govinda. All right. Govinda will take some little oil and massage on the head of Mahaprabhu. Because sometimes head reels, he falls down. Then it will cool his brain. Mahaprabhu came and saw it and said, "What is this? This is sandalwood oil, scented oil. Who brought it? Jagdananda Pandit brought it. What purpose? That some oil will be massaged on your head, this will cool your brain." Mahaprabhu said, "What? Jagdananda Pandit wants me to become Dari Sannyasi? Understand Dari Sannyasi? I'll put on this scented oil on my head and attract the opposite sex. What is this nonsense? He didn't touch it. He said, his servant Govinda, "Tell Jagdananda Pandit, take this whole pot of oil and give it to the storekeeper of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, it will burn in his lamp." So he didn't touch it. So how strict it is? You follow me? So Jagdananda Pandit every day coming and asking Govinda whether Mahaprabhu has used it. Mahaprabhu, Govinda said, "No, Mahaprabhu, use it." Mahaprabhu said, "Give it to the storekeeper of Jagannath and this oil will burn in Jagannath's lamp." And then Jagdananda Pandit developed sulkiness. "Oh, it's such love and affection. I brought this, Mahaprabhu is not using." Jagannath the Pandit became sulky, you understand? Jadan Pandit in Krishna Leela Satya Bhama. So husband and wife, sulkiness is there. So Jadan Pandit took the whole plot, broken into pieces, whole oil poured in the ground. Then he went back to his apartment, bolted the door inside, lie down on the ground, do you understand? No eating, nothing. Then message came to Mahaprabhu, "Jagdananda Pandit is not eating, lying on the ground, bolting door from inside, because you didn't accept his oil." And Mahaprabhu heard this thing. And then he went to Jagdananda's quarters and knocked at the door. Jagdananda, 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 I have come for bhikkha. You understand? That means you feed me. Bhikkha means you will feed me. Prepare nice food and give me and feed me that bhikkha. Immediately. Sulkiness. Mahaprabhu has come. Then he prepared varieties of foodstuff, very nice palace table, then offered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, all right, put two plates, two banana leaf plates, one for me, one for yourself, because he has not eaten. He said, what purpose? One for me, for one for you. No, first you eat, Mahaprabhu, I'll eat later. No, we'll eat together. No, first you eat, Mahaprabhu, I'll eat later. Then he gave so much foodstuff, varied so many, hundreds of preparations. Very short time prepared hundreds of preparations. And giving such heavy amount of food. Mahaprabhu, ideal sannyasi. Sannyasi is so much. Sannyasi is so much, what people will think. No, Mahaprabhu said, no more, too little. Mahaprabhu, but he is giving so much. Yes, how it is, very tasty, nice, something more. No. Yes, eat it. Mahaprabhu, again, afraid if I won't eat, then you will become sulky. Yes. So Mahaprabhu, that Krishna when came as Mahaprabhu to go sannyas, is so strict, self-restraint, even not touching human. You understand? What is this Lila Tattva? This is Krishna Tattva. Who can understand? Who can understand? Why Krishna? Lila Purushottam manifested that Lila and stole the garments of the gopis. When that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, he took up sannyas, an ideal sannyasi. Not touching women. What is this? Who can understand? What is tattva behind?
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Yes.
So, when he steals the garments from the gopis,
yeah.
Ultimately, Krishna is Lord of everybody.
And yeah.
Gopis and other beings are meant for his enjoyment.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, bhokta. Isn't it? He's bhokta. And gopis are bhakta. This is bhokta and bhakta tattva. Understand my language? Bhokta, bhakta. Enjoyer and enjoyed. Understand? Bhakta is to be enjoyed by the Lord. Give enjoyment to the Lord. He is the supreme enjoyer, the only enjoyer. Then you will get real enjoyment. Otherwise, how can you get enjoyment? Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Krishna is enjoyer. Ahaṁ sarva jñāna bhakta ca prabhu reva ca. Repeatedly, yes, said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. I am the enjoyer. Bharta Bhukta Maheshwara. I am the maintainer. I am the enjoyer. I am Maheshwara, Supreme Lord. Bharta Bhukta Maheshwara. So, what you say, I find these are all purposely for Krishna's enjoyment. It's not for Jiva's enjoyment. Jiva is Bhakta. Jiva is Bhakta. Jiva Surupa Hoy Krishnita Das, Jiva is Bhakta. Bhakta means to be enjoyed. Do you understand? So Bhakta Bhakta Tattva. Stealing the garments of Gopi means Bhakta Bhakta Tattva. He is Bhakta, he is enjoyer, and Gopis are to be enjoyed. Bhakta. That Tattva is it. Lila Purushottama manifesting. Where is Lila? Why is teaching this Tattva? How he is bhakta and how they are bhakta. He is the enjoyer and they are to be enjoyed. You follow me? That tattva. Unless one understands in tattva, he cannot. His life is not successful. His human birth is not successful. You understand? The human rarely achieved human bhava is made for that. To understand Krishna in tattva. You follow me? Taktva deham punarjanma na iti samang iti arjana. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me dibhyam evam jovithi tattva ta. Taktva deham punarjanma na iti samang iti arjana. My janma, my birth, my appearance, my activities are not material, it's all transcendental. One understands in tattva, then that will be his last birth here in this material world. Quitting this body, definitely go to me. Never come back again, no rebirth. That is the perfection, supreme perfection of human birth. Understand Krishna in tattva. Tattva plabdhi. You follow? Tattva darsana. This tattva is there. But when he came as Mahaprabhu, he came as bhakta, devotee. Yes. Practicing devotion in one life and teaching. You understand? Ideal sannyasi. Yes, is ideal sannyasi. You are so strict. You are so strict. He inflicted such punishment on Chota Haridas. Isn't it? What offense Haridas committed? What wrong, what mistake was there? Bhagavan Acharya requested Haridas, please go to Madhavi Dasi, bring fine rice from her. I have invited Mahaprabhu for bhikkha, so I'll prepare nice rice. Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu ate, oh, very nice rice. Where did you get it? Mahaprabhu knows everything. Where did you get it? I got it from Madhavi Dasi. Who went there to get it? Mahaprabhu knows everything. The Chota Haridas. As soon as he heard this thing, then order. His servant, Govinda. Govinda? Haribol, Haribol. Here, he is here. What is this?
No, I'll come and see you later. I just wanted to have your darshan for one moment now.
You are here? Muridam Prabhu?
Very nice to see you.
Now I feel more at home. All right. Understand? He said immediately. Becoming a vairagi talks with a woman. I will never look at, see his face. You understand? Daru prakriti hare munerapi mana. Muni, sannyasi. Even sooner look at a wooden form of a woman, dharu prakriti hare munirapi mana, so strict, Mahaprabhu's teaching, do you understand? Wooden form of a woman. You go to the bazaar, those who sell saris, they have wooden form of woman, and put on saris on him, and put on showcase, nice looking woman, isn't it? And the muni sooner look at it, do not touch it. You follow me? Such is Mahaprabhu's teaching, so strict. Mahaprabhu said, I won't see his face. Govinda is forbidden. Chota Haridas is forbidden to come to my quarters. I won't look at his face. So, this is what? Mahaprabhu is so strict. But when he is Krishna, Lila Krishna, he stole the garments of the gopis. This tattva is there. Bhakta and bhakta tattva. He is the enjoyer. He is the enjoyer and gopis are to be enjoyed. Bhakta. This tattva is there. And this is tattva palabdhi. Tattva vichar. Tattva vichar. Do you understand? But when he came as Mahaprabhu, he is a devotee. He has accepted the sentimental devotee, practicing devotion. Ideal sannyasi, acharya lila, he was doing acharya lila. Vibhava, he is so strict. Really actually human birth is meant for that. And so understand Krishna in tattva. Tatamang tattva gyantva visati tadanantaram. Navhijanati tattva nata chyavanti de. One understands, Krishna then is eligible to enter into my kingdom. peace of a enter in, eligible to enter into my kingdom. Cannot understand, cannot enter. Navijanta chavanti, again and again will fall down. Was not understood in Tattva. So, you should understand in Tattva. Thank you very much. Now, Krishna, have you life? Living dead body is a living dead body. Yes, though living is a dead body. So, breathing, breathing like the bellows of a blacksmith. Yes, Krishna. Jivanam sarvabhutesu. He is the life. Get Krishna and get life. Yes. Krishna katha is life. Yeah. Krishna is life. Krishna katha is life. Get some life. All right. Thank you.
Lolita, so beautiful, 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 Lolita ভাব গম্ভীর
রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের আচার্য রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম বিচার্য রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রসের আচার্য রাধিকা উজ্জ্বল রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম বিচার্য রাধা মাধব সুর প্রেম যে ধরিল রাধা পদ পরম যতনে যে ধরিল রাধা পাইল কৃষ্ণ পদ অমূল্য রতনে সে পাইল রাধা পদ বিনা কভু কৃষ্ণ নাই মিলে রাধা পদ বিনা কভু কৃষ্ণ নাই